I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. It's all the threes tonight. It's season three, episode three of By the Power. And Kane is 33.
I'm not.
32. Kane is going to be 33 this year, is what I meant to say.
Yeah, and we don't count COVID years, so I'm actually 30.
Do we not? Sweet.
I was working out today. If you're a kid, right, at the moment, COVID's been around ages compared to your life, hasn't it?
As a percentage, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Corey's 10, and COVID's been, what, 2.5 years? Is that right?
Yeah.
Must be 2.5 years of COVID at this point, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Like, a quarter of his life.
Yeah.
Has been under COVID regulations. Which is crazy to my brain.
Mad.
Crazy. Oh, James, I'm liking your jumper. James is wearing a very fetching He-Man jumper. And it says on it, greatest... Yeah. That's that important, James, really.
Greatest.
But it is a T-shirt.
Father in the universe.
Greatest father in the universe. He hasn't got kids, has he?
Well, who knows?
He's everybody's daddy, isn't he, really?
Oh, that's true. He is the daddy.
I don't like that idea. Who's your daddy? He-Man.
I don't like that.
His little nippleless chest.
I've never understood the whole daddy thing anyway. Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit weird.
The sexual daddy.
In the sexual daddy, yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Isn't that like one of the most searched porn things now? Like I saw a map of America and it showed you each state what their preference was.
Most searched thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was like.
We don't lose any listeners.
Stepdaughter of one.
Stepbrother sister.
Yeah.
I keep seeing memes about that, like when they're stuck in the washing machine or whatever. Or they're stuck under the bed. It's like, help, stepbrother, I'm stuck in the washing machine. Just like they're all sticking out of a washing machine. we are not talking about pornos tonight on this week's podcast, which, if we remember, is loosely based on children's cartoons. Can you imagine if you went on Google and searched for children's cartoons podcast and ours came up and somebody started listening to this podcast?
God, yeah.
We're not a children's cartoon podcast. We just talk about children's cartoons a little
bit. These cartoons are out for like 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah. That being said, Stu, and I don't want to freak anyone out who searches for us on Google, I was looking through on our website what people search for to get to our website.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some weird searches. There's like stuff like sexy He-Man and will come up as one of the things, or naked mice. And
yeah.
So people's Googled that, then thought, by the power, they must be showing.
So Google are showing people who search for naked mice our website?
Yes.
Wow. Mice.
I mean, we have talked about naked mice.
Yeah, it might not be naked mice, but it's stuff like that. Like,
it would be accurate, right? Because we have talked about it. And I know because I upload the podcast to Google that they do whatever it's called when you just transcribe the audio.
Yeah.
So they would know what we talk about on our podcast on Google.
Shit.
Speaking of Google, have we decided that Google definitely listens to us or not?
100%.
Is it an urban myth or does they actually listen to you through your phone and Alexa?
It's never going to be confirmed, but we know.
Because I was pretty confident.
You mean recorded and...
Supposedly they collect the data.
Just sharing adverts based on your speech.
I don't think so.
So I didn't think so either, James. I was pretty sure it was a coincidence that you'd probably done a search like a week earlier and forgotten or something. But the other day, me and Julia were talking about the garden and we said, oh, we should get one of those hot tubs that you warm with a little fire. You know, like a little log burner on the side of the hot tub.
It's called a cauldron.
And then, nice, yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? But no, these are a little bit safer than a cauldron. Then, like an hour later, Julia's Facebook popped up with adverts for Swedish-style log burner jacuzzis.
Sweet.
Hot tubs. It's a bit
so funny. Where do you stand now on it, Stu? Do you still think coincidence, or do you think that conversation was...
It's starting to become a little bit too...
See, the other question, Stu, to really blow your mind, is were you only thinking of Swedish-style log-burning hot tubs because of stuff you've seen previously on Google.
That is a very Derren Brown thought. Your head.
It's not that they're reading and listening to you.
But even that being the case, they still popped it up an hour after the conversation on her feed.
Now, bizarrely enough, I have had this and Tina will tell you about this next time you see her, this bizarre superpower for a number of years.
I hope she doesn't, if you're already telling about it now.
Yeah, it's a bizarre superpower.
Go on.
I will fancy watching the most obscurest film you could possibly think of in entire mind, or porno, and within a 3-week period, it will come on TV.
That's amazing.
The most obscurest, weirdest movie. I said, have you ever seen such and such? She's like, no. And I'm like, oh, I'd love to watch that again. And I do a little search, you know, all around the usuals, Netflix, Amazon, all that, can't find it anywhere. And I'm like, no, it's not on. And then literally within the space of a month, it will be on.
Funny you should say that, James. I've had it with music on iTunes as well. So there's some music I listened to when younger, I'd search for it and it not available, keep searching, and within a few weeks it miraculously pops up on there. So I think information's been used in some way, isn't it? Surely.
Well, the thing is what we put it down to is the fact that perhaps I am only thinking of the movie because of other things.
Mm.
And whoever's picking these movies is also, that same sort of external influence is sort of pushing you in a certain direction.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's why you're
you could be
sort
right.
of thinking of these things.
Speaking of weird, obscure things we watch on television.
Segway.
This week we are watching Ed and Eddie. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Which was Kane's choice.
Yes, it was.
We're going to ask you about that in a second, Kane, but shall we do another round, get a round of our quiz out of the way?
Yes.
I'll be positive about it. Let's have you, boys. Let's do
have
it.
You got something ready for us, Jamie? I'm sounding not positive because I've once again forgotten what it's called.
I've actually forgot what the segment is.
It's Kane.
Would I lie to you?
Yeah, I know Kane's doing it. I just can't remember what it's called.
Would I
I've
lie
got
to
three
you?
Three things written down, but I don't know which one is the quiz on, which is.
That's it. Would what? I lie to you? So, one line, one true thing about the cartoon from Kane.
Yes.
And we have to try and guess it. Me going first, then James, then Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the lie first or the truth first?
Carrot in a box.
Okay, so would I lie to you? The creator based this show upon his own kids, or it is the second longest Cartoon Network original show?
Ooh, the second longest?
Yes.
Longest in duration or longest running?
Longest.
It's only about
running.
10 minutes an episode, so
yeah,
I'm thinking.
Longest running.
Okay. Hmm.
What are you Googling, Jamie?
So I'm ahead, aren't I? So if I get this right, I stay ahead. But you're next behind me, aren't you, Kane?
Mm-hmm.
So if we all get this right, you get minus a point.
But Bez always goes the opposite.
So I'd then be 2 points further away than you, Kane.
You know I'm going opposite to whatever
and
you guys
do. I am very happy to say this is the longest running one.
It's the long... Oh.
Yeah, 6 seasons.
Yeah, now Kane said second longest.
Yeah, I'm confident enough that it's... It's up there. Okay. I don't think there's more than two with 6 seasons.
Hmm.
So obviously you two guys just go the same as me.
Well,
and then Kane loses a point.
What's the order, Kane?
Then it's
you next, James.
Yeah.
Me. I'm going to go opposite to Stu because I like to go opposites. I'm going to say he based it on his kids.
That's what I wanted, Kane. It's not, but because I think I might be wrong. Jamie, come on.
So yeah, I'm with Stu's logic on this. I don't know where I'm going yet, but 6 seasons, 69 episodes, 130 segments.
Yeah, the boys, 69.
Oh, and it's Cartoon Network. Is there anything longer episodic on Cartoon? I can't think of that much that will. I'm with Stu. I think the truth is second longest running. I think the lie is based on his kids. Yeah, I'm going with Stu.
Okay, well, the lie is it is the second longest original cartoon.
Ever. It's the first, isn't it?
It's actually the longest.
I read that today.
Yeah.
I said that! I said it!
I read it today and played it cool. I thought, I'm not going to say, oh, I know this one.
Wait, you said what you thought was a lie, James?
Yeah.
So you're wrong.
What?
You said the kids was the lie.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You chose the kids. We're choosing the lie.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I think we...
You choose the lie.
I think you're actually
Why did you choose the lie?
You choose the lie.
You choose the fact.
No, you don't. It's, would I lie to you? You choose the lie. It's about the lie.
I'm with Bez on this.
You choose the fact.
It's the second.
In all fairness, I said that was the truth one, so yeah. I've got it wrong.
We choose the lie, don't we?
Well, I very clearly said what I thought was the true lie online.
And Bez questioned you, Stu, and you said it's the second longest.
Yeah, you said
I also only guessed that it was six seasons. Oh, and got it right.
Did you really guess that?
Yeah. I knew it was a few, but I wasn't sure.
I think it's 10 years you've been really anti it or something like that.
Yes. Right.
Well, I can't believe I fucked up. I can't think of anything longer, but I'm going to go against myself anyway.
so it was Danny Antonucci, whose middle name is Edward as well, which I thought was interesting.
Makes sense.
Yeah, based it on his
makes
kids.
Sense. So James himself. Takes the point.
That time.
You're on zero, James.
I'm on zero now. I'm back to
back to zero
level.
Back to zero. Kane, why did you choose Edward Eddie Antonucci Nochi's cartoon Ed and Eddie?
Yeah, so it was one of them cartoons which I know I watched as a kid, but I don't really remember much about. So it was a good excuse to go back, give it a watch. So I'm pretty sure it was on my daily viewing list coming back from school to watch this. Yeah, so the episode I chose was An Ed Is Born, which is season 4, episode 4. And disclaimer, which I've only just found out, is this episode wasn't in the 90s.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
season 4 started in 2002.
Yeah, I've only just looked at that.
I think we can allow it. They can't, because the cartoons. I don't
the cartoons in the 90s, mate.
Oh,
so sorry, guys.
I think we should end the podcast.
Yeah. I don't want to kick off too much.
Oh, I'm fucking disgusted.
No. What are we going to do about it? Fuck all is the answer to that. So you kind of chose it, Kane, from a point of view of you remember it but couldn't really remember it.
Yeah. I think that we've got to the point with how many episodes are we into By the Power?
53.
Yeah. Now I'm getting to the point where I'm not just selecting my favourite cartoons, I'm selecting stuff what I remembered watching.
Have
and
you
want to go back and relive it?
Have you selected your very favouritest ever cartoon yet, Kane?
Don't think so, no.
Okay, interesting. Who has chosen their favourite cartoon? James, you have now, right?
I have. That and Visionaries. I've picked quite a few of my top ones.
Two favourite cartoons.
I can. Yeah, because I like a few different things. I've still got two more left in my top favourite cartoons of all time.
How many are in your top favourite cartoons of all time?
Yes, I didn't say top five then.
Yeah. Is it five?
Yeah, it's about five.
Nice. Jamie, you picked your favourite ever cartoon, yeah?
Yeah, so my favourite Penny Crayon, covered that pretty early, right?
That's your favourite ever cartoon?
Surely it's Ghostbusters.
Can you imagine?
Turtles, Ghostbusters.
I'm already falling out of this podcast, not only because Kane chose a cartoon from 2002, or potentially 3. Weirdly, the season 4, which this is from, right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think. The premiere of this season was September the 27th, 2002, and the last episode of this season was November 5th, 2004. So 2 years later, and there's only 13 episodes.
I thought this ran until 2009.
It did, yeah. Only because of specials, though. There was a special in 2009.
Okay. There was a movie, was it? Did it not finish on a movie?
I think so, yeah. So the actual series ended in 2007. But yeah, they ran weirdly. They ran over 2 years for each season towards the end. Which is weird, right? Because it's like one episode every 2 months.
Do you guys
remember watching it at all?
No. Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Never.
No. Let's kick off then. Bez, what did you think?
I didn't like it. Yeah. I wanted to like it.
Look at his face.
It looked cool. I didn't like it. Kane didn't make it. I'm not blaming Kane.
I think this is the first one I've chosen, Bez. I think it is.
You normally love Kane stuff, don't you?
I know, I usually do. The didn't like the animation style. I didn't like the way that they would look like they were shivering when they were standing still. Freaking me out. The story was just a bit boring for me. I didn't like the one with the dumb voice. He was too dumb for me.
Rolf.
Single Ed,
special one
in the unibrow. He was just too dumb for me to be a
Do you think he has character. A disability, though?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I think so, too. Do you tend to like people with disabilities?
Just a bit colourblind. That's what he was.
Yeah, I just didn't gel with it at all, unfortunately.
No.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Don't remember the theme. Was there even a theme tune to it? There was, wasn't there?
Yeah.
It wasn't memorable.
It was quite jazzy. No music. Mm. No singing. It was jazzy.
Jazzy was music quite, anyway, so you're right there.
It was quite nice. I thought the theme tune was quite nice, but not as a theme tune. So as a song, it was good.
I would hear it again and think, oh, that's a theme tune.
I agree.
And like Stu said, it doesn't tell you about the story to start with, which is always a good theme tune. Your theme tune should always tell you what's happening. I wasn't a fan of it at all. It wasn't.
Could have been a great theme tune, couldn't it? Could have been like.
It could. They could have had
some stuff. Ed and Eddie.
Yeah, you could have had the title. Yeah, that's good.
Doing something. It could tell you about some company,
three friends doing whatever. Yeah, like, but yeah, a bit more of an explanation.
One's a little bit stupid, and one's quite small.
And the other's very tall.
And he's got a hat on. And they're all very similar names. Yeah. Ed and Eddie.
Every episode of Ed and Eddie all have the name Ed in the title. You guys noticed that?
I did not.
Yeah, they all have Ed in the title, but only Ed E single D.
Ooh.
None of them have E, D, D, O.
He's the main guy, isn't he, really?
Yeah.
Single D. Is he the...
Double D's the main guy.
Double D, yeah.
Oh, the ED is the special colourblind one, right?
I don't even call him special.
It's lovable, isn't it? Special.
Score wise, I'm going to go for a 4. I wasn't, I wasn't want to kill myself watching it. It wasn't awful, but it just wasn't my.
So,
wasn't
James,
my cup of tea.
You liked something about it then? If you give it a 4, right?
It was.
It was quite
my
a lot,
cartoon.
Yeah.
That's what
it
Ben
was,
liked
yeah,
about it.
It's just because Kane picked it.
You didn't say anything you liked.
There was
only just below average.
Yeah. I like the fact that it was only 10 minutes.
What would one have to do for you, James?
So one?
Yeah, what would one have to do? Because you didn't like anything about this, and you gave it a 4.
It would have to be literally... Let me think. What's a really one cartoon for me? It's not like
Penny Crayon.
Penny Crayon is like a 2 or a 1 almost. It's very close to a 1, but I'd still give it 2.
But what about a flick book? You know, if somebody just put a flick book on the screen with a really bad story.
I
did. I think it said a flick book.
Yeah.
What's a flick book? Yeah. I'm liking the sound of this.
I bet a flick book could make a good cartoon, actually.
Could, yeah.
I
would.
Like a decent 30-second, 1-minute short cartoon.
Mm.
Yeah.
What you could do, Kane, is get each of the pictures from the flick book and take a photo of that and then put them all together. Like 24 of those in a second to make a cartoon.
That'd be
dang good.
I think that is how flick books work.
Nah.
I think so.
I'm going to say 4.
Yeah.
It's a strong 4 then, James.
Yeah, it's
to
a
say
high
that,
score.
All
that,
you
yeah.
like about it is the fact it was 10 minutes.
It was
4.
It was all right. The characters were individual.
I didn't like the characters. I didn't like the animation. I didn't like the story. 4 out of 10.
The voice acting itself wasn't bad. Like I said, I didn't like him with the
No, even that's good, though. It wasn't bad.
Voice. Yeah. That is 4.
Okay. Stu?
Ditto James, I'm afraid. I thought this was junk. Truly junk. Yeah. I liked the artwork, but I didn't like the way it was animated. It's kind of the one thing I'd say. Like when it first started, I thought, oh, this looks quite good. I like the variable thickness lines. Mm-hmm. It's quite cartoony. But I didn't like the animation style. Like Rolf at the start of our cartoons kind of sniffling his way along the floor, and I quite like the way that was designed. But yeah, I didn't like it either. For me, there was nothing I particularly liked, so my score's going to be a 2 out of 10.
Did the moving lines, when you say animated to do, is it the moving lines for you? Because they were throwing out like no one's business.
There's another one that does that as well, isn't there? I can't think what it is. It's not Ren and Stimpy. There's something else where everybody's shaking a little bit all the time. I can't think what it is. Not Rude Dog and the Dweebs, but there's another one that's a similar style.
It wasn't Daria, was it? No.
I can't think, but I hate that.
Yeah. I did read something back.
Beavis and Butthead did it a bit, didn't it?
Yes, I think Beavis and Butthead did.
Mm.
Yeah,
this is almost trying to be a kid's Beavis and Butthead, right?
Yeah, well, that's what the creator was supposedly. He was a cartoonist for adult caricatures, and he tried to transfer that into kiddie cartoons.
Uh-huh.
And the shaking was supposed to be like a homage to, I think it was Beavis and Butthead or something like that. But
it were.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've not really got much to say about it. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was funny at all.
Yeah. I'm surprised it ran for as long as it did. Apparently, it was very popular and
very
popular with executives and stuff at Cartoon Network. They loved it.
A weirdly small number of episodes, though, for saying it's run so long.
Well, it was hand animated as well. So, whereas all the rest of it at the time were all moved over to digital, this was all hand animated. It cost them a fortune to produce. I think around season 5, I think they switched over to digital from the studio.
Because only 65 episodes ever.
Mm.
That's quite amazing that only 65 episodes makes it the longest running.
Yeah, Cartoon
Network
that's the same
original.
As the first season of He-Man.
Yeah, I'd say back in the 80s, that'd be like, yeah, that's one season done.
So yeah, 2 out of 10 for me.
Jeez.
Jimmy?
I loved it.
No, you didn't.
I fucking
There's nothing
hate
to love
it.
About
I hate
it,
it.
Right?
I want to go to this land and teabag fucking Murderfuck every single character.
Teabag?
Kids. They're
cartoon characters, Kane. It's safe.
Cartoon characters are good.
Okay.
There's... I hated it. I hated everything.
I don't think you liked this. I'm picking up on it.
That's going to come up on the Google search for By the Power and the teabagging.
I'm surprised by Jamie's hate of this.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to hate it, but I was then like, there's not even anything to hate about it.
I was mildly indifferent.
I'll tell you what. So I started on. In fact, we watched the second. It was a 2 episodes in one. We watched the second part. So I fast forward to when Kane said to watch it. And the first image that I saw was a stork's beak off camera carrying a man via his trousers. And it was that kind of Ren and Stimpy sort of graphic. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, I'm out. I'll see what happens. What's the first shot we see in this? Is some little kid, like James was saying, everything's vibrating, which pissed me off remotely. I hated the fact all the lines were waving, vibrating. But the first image we see is a kid going along the pavement with his legs being in helicopter blades and he's sniffing the floor.
The way you're describing it sounds really good.
I said, I want to watch this. That was the only thing I said I liked about it, if you remember my review.
I'm going to start on the positive, right? So there's one character in it called Rolf. Rolf's
epic.
The foreign kid.
You know, I wrote down his quotes in this. I wrote down his quotes. Silence. Rolf must brood. Fuck. Just as he's managing to go over somebody and sniff them a little bit. What else do you say? Walking off with Rolf's chickens like a fine howdy-do. What the fuck does that even mean? I don't get what it means. You have squeezed an orange rind in the eye of Rolf. You stealing Rolf's soul with your film box. Rolf will release his rage now. Rolf was the only saving grace for me in this. I didn't get the moral, the story. I thought it was fucking stupid. I it was trying to be funny, and they apart from Rolf, they really didn't do it. I was ready to score this like a 1. Rolf's going to knock it up to a 3 from me. I watched it twice because I thought maybe I'm missing something. Second time around, I did laugh a little bit at Rolf, so he's knocking it up to a 3. But apart from that, everything is just I didn't like it. I didn't get it. It's not for me at all. The animation just really pissed me off. I don't know why. Why? What is the value of making the lines wavy?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's like makes it easier with the split screens or something, like the way they put them all together, all the cartoon together.
I wonder if it's hand drawn, if there's less animation because it's not then smooth. So I wonder if they can miss out frames of animation.
Mm-hmm. I just got the impression they were trying to be a bit different, a bit edgy with it. But like you say, this I do feel I'm missing something. The reviews of this are phenomenal. I was reading some of the reviews. The one I've got in front of me is David Cornelius of DVD Talks, and he says
Jamie going back season 2 here with reviews. season 2 of By the Power when we used to do the reviews.
Oh, I thought you meant season 2 Ed and Eddie. The review said, like Three Stooges, series revels in the sort of frantic, often gross humour kids love so much, and there's enough oddball insanity at play to make adults giggle just as easily. And there's a lot of reviews like that, so people love it. People really like it, and I feel like we miss missing something.
And this was the highest, like this was one of the like highest ranked episodes as well. So
you're kidding?
Yeah.
Maybe we are old. Maybe we're too old.
Maybe it's, I don't, because it is 99, isn't it? So it's 99 flips over into two. Maybe it is just because a lot of the modern cartoons I don't like, and maybe it's for that. I don't know.
Perhaps it's one of those series where you have to have watched it all. If that makes any sense. So
there's a really deep meaning if you watch it.
Why don't you give it a go, James? Then let us know by the next podcast if that was the case or not.
Summer watches a cartoon called Amazing World of Gumball. When I first watched a couple of episodes of that,
that's brilliant.
I was like, this is rubbish.
No, it's good. Rubbish. That's
and then,
good.
Yeah, the more she was watching it, I was watching the background. I'm like, that was quite funny, actually. And then I started laughing at you. I'm like, I'm really liking this now. And I really got into it. And the thingy episode they did, the like never ending story sort of rip off type thing, I was pissing myself at it. It was so, so funny. But I think it's like, say, you have to get into that mindset. Because originally, when you watch it, you're like, this is shit. This is stupid. So perhaps it's like that.
What's the one question I do have for you? At one point in this, towards the end of it, there's three, I'm assuming they're fucking girls, that come out of this machine.
They're Kenker sisters, whatever they're called.
Well, that was my question. He says Kenkers or Conkers or something. Is that Kankers? Their surname? Is that what they are then?
Yeah. But funny thing, Kanker is the worst word you can say in Dutch.
Is it really?
Is it?
Yeah. It's like using the C word in Britain.
What does it mean in Dutch?
Cancer.
Oh yeah, maybe tell us that before. Actually.
Yeah, and it's like if you use that word, like the room goes silent. So when I saw it was the Kanker sisters, that did make me trouble a little bit because that's like cooler than the CUNT.
Can you get a T-shirt that says that, Kane?
Brilliant.
The Kanker sisters just walk around with that T-shirt. No, so it's the surnames of the. That's where that came from. Then is it?
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, I just don't know what this to like about it, but. I'd like to say I'd watch a few more to see if I'm going to I'm missing something. I am not going anywhere near this. I find it such a so. And I had this on when I was watching this. I had my wife and Bear there at the same time, and they hated this as well. So yeah, sorry Ed and Eddie double D, but yeah, you suck the big schlonger, you motherfuckers.
What did you give it a three?
Three. Rolf is the only. Just the summary's one liners, but. But again, I found some of it quite funny. But the funniness was just coming from randomness. There was like I don't know if there was any logic in the humour. So I think that's what just caught me off guard a little bit. So Rolf knocks it up to a three for me. But apart from that, I could have easily scored this a one. I think for me, this is the worst thing I've watched so far. Oof. I'm sure it is. Yeah, yeah.
I was doing some work outside on the patio today. And I dropped a massive, probably three big size piece of concrete. No, on my big toe. And this cartoon was worse than that. I'd rather drop another concrete block on my toe than watch another episode of this.
Stu, I'll ask James this as well. Then, so Stu, worst cartoon you've watched on By the Power so far?
Oh yeah, easy.
Okay.
Because it's not even so bad, it's awful, and it's got like, oh my god, you've got to watch, come watch this, it's awful, come watch this, it's look how ridiculous and stupid this is. It just like wasn't, I don't know, it's just uninteresting.
James?
Not the worst, no, Penny Crayon for me was far worse.
Shut your face mouth.
Honestly.
That's insane, James.
I couldn't stand Penny Crayon.
You're wrong.
Really couldn't stand. Shoe People was close as well, I think.
Didn't like Shoe People is pretty bad. But still entertaining to children, whereas this is aimed at older kids, so you'd expect it to have some level of humour that we could see was taking place, I think.
Can I salvage it a little bit? The animation studios, yes, on animation studios, but they worked with Funbag Animation Studios.
Hello. Great name.
Brilliant. Amazing, right? Funbag Animation Studios. Kane, are you going to salvage this?
What's your score?
Kane's so far, 100 out of 10.
So he's got to bring it up. So far, we're on for the worst score.
This is embarrassing now. When I feel like we're all normally scoring around the same thing, especially the last few episodes. We are.
You like it, don't you?
No, it's fucking shit.
Hey! yeah. Have me worried then, mate.
go and teabag him.
Yeah, I watched it, and we talked about the theme tune, and I actually did like the jazzy theme tune, but. And like, as was mentioned earlier, it's not a cartoon theme tune. It's not memorable. It's a nice song. But
yeah, like I didn't mind it as a piece of music.
Yeah. It's just not memorable. Then I started watching it and I was like, oh, it's only 10 minutes. I'm going to concentrate. And within a minute, I was like, what the fuck is happening? It was all like very fast, very like zany and silly. But like we spoke about, not funny. Like, and even like we've watched some cartoons what are random for the sake of being random and try get a laugh there. But like, I didn't even really find that funny either.
Oh, he's got a camera in the microwave. Yeah. Oh, it's so crazy.
Yeah. Tumble dry, wasn't it?
It was a tumble dry.
Whatever it was.
Yeah. Jamie, you're supposed to watch the cartoon, Jamie. Come on.
The only thing what I did kind of like, which you guys have all said you didn't like the story, I do think there's something sweet him trying to impress his big brother. I thought there was some like, I thought there's something nice about that. If he was trying to do everything to impress him, and everything just kept going wrong. But yeah, the characters I didn't like, they're annoying, didn't find them funny. I had the subtitles on for a bit and they were talking too fast. I had to turn the subtitles off because it wasn't even in sync. I guess I should try and appreciate people trying to do cartoons a little bit different and like pushing the boundaries, but it just didn't work at all. And for the story, I'm going to give it 3 out of 10. I'm looking forward to seeing what blowback we get on Twitter now, though, because there must be a cult following to this.
It's got a big following,
And like I said, as a kid, I'm sure I watched it every week, but I'm not sure what I liked about it or what I wouldn't like.
What would I have liked about it?
Yeah, because it's not necessarily funny for adults. It's not funny for kids. I don't know if it's just that fast-paced 10-minute that you can watch it and it's on to the next one. So,
do you think the wobbly lines are like some form of hypnotism for kids?
Yeah. And it's like that. What's that Simpsons episode where they like show the Japanese?
Yeah, the super go-bot Japanese thing.
And they're all just addicted. But yeah, it's even being 10-minute long, I struggled to get through it.
Mm. I
did watch the first episode as well of it, and that was worse than this.
Was it really?
Yeah, I ended up going to make some breakfast during it. Yeah, it was bad. And I don't even eat breakfast. That's how bad it was.
It was tough. It was like literally, it for such a short cartoon, like you started watching it and within seconds, you were like regretting that life decision to switch that on.
Yeah, I kind of think that even though the story was like, it wasn't very developed, but I kind of think they tried to get too much in 10 minutes. Like they had a 10-minute thing and every scene was fast paced. Instead of just like focusing on a few funny things and that's it. So that's what like Recess did really well.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold was like 11-minute episodes, but there was some kind of story behind it, developed story.
I tell you what I did pick up on, which I thought was quite funny. At the end of it, when he was, whoever it was that was trying to send the video to his brother to say that it was a...
I think Ed's a safe bet.
Let's go for Ed. Ed was trying to get the video sent to his brother because his brother thought he was a little boy. And in the last scene, there was in a room and it started out, there was a bed in the corner and there was a little little sign on the floor that said Barry White next to the bed. But then if you kind of looked on the floor next to it, they had another sign knocked over which said Tom Jones. Yeah. So
I was trying to wear that out. What?
Why?
Like, was there any reason behind it?
I think Love Machines. I think that's what they were getting at. It's a sexual machine. I'm assuming that's where they were going with it.
Well, what the hell are we going to do? Yeah. The total score was 12.
Yeah.
Out of a possible 40. I think it did well to get 12 out of 40, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I'm
a bit surprised that it scored that high.
I think we might get some backlash.
I do think the 10-minute episodes probably help it, though, because if that was a 20-minute episode, getting through that would have been hard work.
Yeah.
I struggled with it at 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you think people are going to be like, this is a great cartoon, it's really good?
Yeah.
Or do you think people are going to be like, or do you think it's one of those people like, yeah, do you know what, I've rewatched it and you're right, it is rubbish. I don't know what I was thinking, like Kane.
Yeah, I think people give us blowback, but they've not rewatched it. And if they go watch it, I just can't understand what people would like about it.
I think we go with that. If anybody thinks we're wrong, clearly you didn't rewatch it and you're wrong.
Yeah.
And watch the episode we watched. What's it called again? Just remind me what it was called, the episode.
And Ed is Born.
And Ed is Born. Okay.
Does anyone know why it's called that?
No.
I can't work that out either.
Yeah. I was like, am I missing something obvious here? James?
I'm guessing, is it a play on like A Star is Born?
Yeah. Oh.
That makes sense.
Oh, so obvious now you mention it.
I think it's a play on Fuck Off Your Wankers.
I suppose by season four of having to have Ed in every title.
Yeah.
Is it literally every title then? Every
yeah, it's got Ed in.
I bet the other some good titles though.
Some good ones.
I bet there is.
I don't think there is. What? So the first one, for example, is The Ed Touchables.
Bad. Bad
point. Oh, I don't think that's good.
That's horrendous.
Yeah. Nagged to Ed. Pop goes to Ed.
Over York.
All right. So, what would you...
Sir Ed-a-lot.
This is telling us a lot about Jamie's level of...
Here's one for you. If you had to name an episode, then what would you call it?
It depends what the story was.
Doesn't matter.
It does, because I'll have the title linked to the story. It'd be called like based on something that happens in the story.
Just give me an Ed-based title, which would
Blowing Your Ed.
What was that?
Blowing Your Ed.
Okay.
Spit on My Ed.
Okay.
Night of the Living Ed.
Ooh.
Yes, there you go. That's for the win. For the win.
That's the one. That's the one.
Because for me, if you're going to put Ed in, it's got to replace a word that sounds similar to it.
Yeah.
That's why Pop Goes the Ed doesn't work for me.
I ain't got one. I was asking the question. I wasn't prepared to answer it.
I'm going to go for also a Christmas one called Giving Ed.
Yes. That's nice.
The following season can be Receiving Ed.
There's one called, I'm just looking, one's called Ed and Tails. That's
all right.
That's okay. Yeah.
What's it called, Kane?
Ed and Shoulders, I'd also take.
Yeah. Ed, Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
Ed, Shoulders, Knees and Toes, yeah. A pun that sounds like it, I'm good with.
That works.
James, come on. You can't ask that.
Yeah.
Move on.
Drop Dead Ed.
Oh, Drop Dead Fred. Good film.
How about the three? How about the three go to a wedding?
Nice.
Ooh.
The Edding Singer.
Ooh, nice.
Season 5, Episode 1, Mission Impossible.
Mission Ed Possible.
Yeah.
Fucking wankers. Fucking wankers. Honestly, motherfucker. Who's the who came up with this? Have we got
Antonucci, Tanucci,
yeah, he can fuck
Danny
off.
Eddy and Tanucci.
Did he do anything else? Do we know? I'm guessing.
I think he did. I think he's quite
can't have done.
Let's have a look.
I guarantee it's bollocks, whatever he's done. Like The Mask or something.
The Mask's good.
All stuff I've never heard of.
Yeah, Kane, the Brothers Grunt. Would you rather for us?
I have.
Did James stealing my bit of the podcast?
That's it.
Oh, it moves along. We're getting a bit.
You're supposed to say about halfway through there, James.
Yeah. A bit bogged down here, aren't we?
It's a hashtag Bez for host season 4.
Yeah. Absolutely. Controlling better off it like a motherfucker.
Better off it. It was quite hard to think of a would you rather based on this cartoon. So it's
would you rather watch another episode?
Would you rather kill yourself or watch another episode of Ed, Eddy?
So it's loosely based on the cartoon.
Does that mean not based on it at all?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Is it got children in it?
Yes, that's it.
Is one colourblind?
No. Would you rather have the brain of an 11-year-old for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Or the body of an 11-year-old for the rest of your life?
Oh, my God. Brain. Brain of an 11-year-old.
Okay. Why brain?
Because if I think to when I was 11, I thought I was quite smart. Yeah. So I wouldn't personally have an issue with that, would I?
Well, that's it. I was trying smart. To...
Other people might
know
that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know that because I'd be all right about it.
I was trying to pick an age where you're not too young, where it's ridiculous.
I think like at 11, you think you know stuff. You think you're kind of grown up. You think you're quite smart.
But you don't know the stuff an adult.
No, but you would know stuff, wouldn't you? You'd still, if you existed, you'd still know stuff as an 11-year-old if you'd experienced it. I guess.
I think you'd not struggle to go into a shop or order food at a restaurant, but
it'd be an 11-year-old.
Yeah, it'd be no, but it'd be like uneasy because you.
I can remember when I was
I was 5. We used to have to walk to the shop and get.
You'd go to the shop, but I mean, like a restaurant. If you're going to in a sit-down restaurant on your own as an 11-year-old, I don't think you'd be as you're very confident.
No, but I agree that you wouldn't be as confident as an adult, but I don't feel that's a huge handicap.
I think the priorities would
not
be...
Not having the tail of an 11-year-old.
I went to, when I was 11, I went camping with the Scouts.
Camp?
Yeah, but it was like a thing where people from all over the world...
Oh,
the world
went different. The field.
Yeah, but it was a big event. It was people camps. From all over the world.
Was it Scout Dyke?
Yeah,
I bet it was the one at near Chatsworth. What was it called, Bess? Do you remember?
Scout Dyke.
It was Peak something. Oh, no. It was called.
Yeah, Peak Chatsworth.
Because you got the teddy, didn't you, Jamie?
They still do it now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, but still do Peak every year.
Do you remember the teddy you got, Jamie?
I do. Yeah, I do. So it was. I think the one I'm talking about was Peak 95. So I'd have been 11.
I think I did Peak 90 because I was 11 then.
Oh, really? Mm. Anyway, where I'm going with this is I can remember I had some money and I thought, okay, I was very big boy grown up. I better go and buy some food and stuff. Not realizing that all the food is catered for anyway. And this was in the height of the summer. I went and bought a box of cereals and a pint of milk. it's a true story. Like in my head, I was Billy Big Bollocks there. I knew what I was doing. I was smart, but I fucked up. My point is with this 11-year-old is you might think you switched on, but you're not switched on.
But you didn't care as an 11-year-old, did you?
You wouldn't know.
Well, I did when I couldn't. All the milk had just gone bad, like straight away. Cause it's, what? I didn't put it in a fridge. I'm a fucking 11-year-old, like, camping. I just left it outside the tent thinking it'd be fine. I was 11.
Yeah, I'll say 11.
James is playing the same face as me, which is, Kane seems to think an 11-year-old can't walk into somewhere and ask for food, and Jamie thinks it's normal that an 11-year-old wouldn't know milk needs to be kept cold.
Well, to be fair, my brain was like, I had other interests, I had other things that were kind of taking
what,
up the...
What do you wish you'd spent your money on, Jamie, instead?
Right, when I was then?
No, now. What do you now, knowing what you know now, what do you wish you'd bought instead of that milk and cereal?
Ooh,
in that situation,
gorgeous.
Well...
Yeah, I'd that just, exact moment in time.
I'd have gone and bought crap, like chocolate and Christmas stuff.
Yeah, now you know now what you know as an adult.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time and tell the young you what to buy, would you just say buy some
chocolate and crisps and crap?
Nice.
Like,
did you eat the cereal out of the box?
I think I might have. Yeah, I think I might have. But my point is that you think you've switched on, but you're not at 11.
I also guess like you waste all your money straight away. Then you saw your friends buying things, and you had no pocket money left. And
poor Jamie,
regret buys remorse.
Oh, I feel sorry for him.
So I'm going to go
the way,
with the body.
Just on the Would You Rather, it's from now as well. So you've got a kid, Stu.
Mm.
So and you like so as of today, you will have the mind of an 11-year-old.
Cool. I'm still older than him, so that's fine.
For how long? A couple of months, is it?
That's a good question, though. Does Stu's mind age?
No.
He's got the mind of an 11-year-old, but will he...
For the rest of his life.
Stuff, but so you still learn stuff, right?
You'll always have the mind of an 11-year-old.
But does that mean the memories of an 11-year-old? Like, you can't remember anything?
Yeah, you'll remember...
Like, you've got the cognitive ability of an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
But you're still going to live experiences and live your life, right?
Yeah, you'll still live your life normally, but everything you do will be as an 11-year-old.
That sounds all right to me. I mean, I'd have to play Fortnite with Corey now anyway.
Where the opposite would be, your body is an 11-year-old, but you've got the memory of... However old you are.
And your body wouldn't age, I'm guessing.
No.
You wouldn't get older.
No.
Oh, so are we saying, though, that like at age 80 you'd still die, right? But just
your
11-year-old's body.
Yeah.
So you do age, but not your body stays like an 11-year-old. Yeah, definitely mind of an 11-year-old for me.
See, I thought you'd go body, Stu, and think of some kind of money you could make of going on.
What, like, a grown man with a child's body?
Silent McDonald's.
Definitely would be something there.
Somebody who's legally over 18, but with
it's
a child's body.
Not the kind of money
body.
You want to make, though, is it really?
Normally, with a Would You Rather, though, like you'll think of a money aspect, Stu.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be able to, there'd definitely be something you could make money on of being an 11-year-old's body.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that's not something I wouldn't want to do. As a adult in 11-year-old's body.
I guess it's kind of like a Benjamin Button type of thing, isn't it?
Like, you couldn't be a great child actor because I wouldn't automatically be good at acting because I'm not now.
See, what this reminds me of more is what you guys made me watch recently, which is Invincible.
Good cartoon.
Where the dude puts, I can't remember the names, but the
monster
robot dude puts himself in a young dude's body. That's what that reminds me of.
I think they say monster girl because she obviously has a young girl's body but an adult brain.
But they do kind of make a comment about this, don't they, about some kind of tension between the two. And
yeah, because he's dating Monster Girl, who's a grown woman and then becomes a girl because she ages backwards.
Exactly.
Rough. What are you two going for then?
I'm going to go with I want my brain to be where it's at, which isn't saying much, but I don't want to go with the body itself. I'll just stick with a kid's body.
You'll stick with a kid's body.
Well, it's how many kids.
It's you've already got a kid's body.
Yeah.
I'll stick with my kid's body.
Yeah. Weirdly, the 11-year-old's taller than Jamie anyway.
This is true. This is true. I'm going to lose a lot of weight, but I'm not going to lose that much in height. But I just think impact on life itself, I think the impact will be lesser having the adolescent's body as opposed to having the adolescent's mind.
See, I don't think it would. You'd be like Tom Hanks.
Of course
in
it
big.
Fucking would.
Like, people would just, there are some adults who aren't smarter than 11-year-olds now.
Yeah, they're called Ed.
No, he is 11 years old.
Yeah, but that's what you'd be like as an adult.
Yeah, but there are adults like that now, is what I'm saying. That do
called
just fine.
Ed or something
they do
else.
Just fine. They're happy. They're doing fine, right?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. But I think the impact
also,
will be less.
Sorry, Jamie. Up Go until now, though, you've always known what being an adult's like. Then you'll go to thinking like an 11-year-old as of today. So you'll know there's something different.
Yeah, because you'll still have the same memories.
Yeah, you'll have the same
memories. Can you have the same memories, though? Because the memories shape your mental capacity, don't they?
Yes. Yeah,
so are we taking those memories away? Because
no,
it's the
memories
that... Well, in that case, I think if the memories stay, I think I'd I'm
no, but you're still thinking
this.
Like an 11-year-old. Like 11-year-old wouldn't think how you're thinking. So you'd have the perspective of an 11-year-old from all the memories.
But technically, though, isn't your brain's the same? Oh, it's better as an 11-year-old than it is
not
now.
Not in this game, it's not, Bez.
So all your life experience is just, you know, like your confidence and stuff comes from where you are, isn't it? So if you've got your memories, then you still have that. How does it make you? What's the difference between an 11-year-old and a 40-year-old?
Hormones, experience,
right?
I feel like
just
cognitive, the development of the brain as well.
Your ability to process and problem solve.
Like your frontal, was it?
I would say
prefrontal cortex.
I think as an 11-year-old, I would have thought that would be better than an adult.
No, it's definitely not.
Is it not?
No.
Okay.
It depends on which parts of your brain. So you have three parts of your brain: the parietal, the prefrontal cortex, and the other one that starts with L. I can't remember.
Well, do you reckon for a male, like, you don't actually become an adult, your brain, until you're 21, 22, isn't it? It's older than that. It's 24.
It's about 26, isn't it?
Whatever age it is. We're all saying...
I don't know.
I'm starting.
It is like mid-20s. It's really old. Right? So what are you going for, Baz?
I'm going for the brain of the 11-year-old all day long.
Are you? You were still on this one, are you?
Okay. All day long. I was a shit hot 11-year-old.
You think you were?
James, you know, it's age 11. Did you know that milk had to be kept in a fridge?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for Jamie. It was a good plan, wasn't it, Jamie? But that is the thing. I think as an 11-year-old, Jamie knew milk needed to be kept in a fridge, but he kind of got caught up in a moment and a fear and then went for it, right?
I got caught up in...
11 years old.
In other stuff around me.
James was smoking at 11.
I was smoking at 10.
Smoking.
I'm looking at you now, Bez.
I know.
And that was crack you were smoking.
That was crack.
I'm going body of an 11-year-old.
I didn't think you'd go for that, Kane. I thought you'd like a man's body.
I've not got a man's body now, never mind.
No, I thought you'd like a man's body.
I don't know. I just couldn't imagine living all my life thinking like a kid.
Yeah.
Like you said, like looking back as an 11-year-old, I thought I was really mature. Mm. As a teenager, I thought I was really mature, but then like thinking about it, I definitely wasn't.
I really don't think I've changed that much since I was 11. I've got to be truthful. Still, be able to tell you, give me an outside perspective. I was semi boring when I was younger.
Semi boring. Semi boring, Bez.
I was never a risk taker. I was always quite a sensible young child.
You never left the milk outside, James. On a
I would never have left the milk outside.
I can guarantee you, James never left milk outside.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm second guessing myself because it's the experience. For me, I'm thinking about this, and I think it's the experience that really shapes you as a person. So I'm tempted to change my answer and go for
you can't have body to it.
Okay, I'll stick with what I've got. Let's go for it. Okay, I'll stick with my original decision.
Well, you've also got to think, and yours would be a good one, Jamie. So you wake up tomorrow morning,
Your
wife wakes up, Bear wakes up,
yeah,
and all of a sudden you've got to try and explain that you've got the mind of an 11-year-old.
That's not hard.
Well,
that's the other thing. Like, what difference would it make to some of us?
Yeah.
Well, I think your wife would think differently.
I'd stop talking like Cookie Monster.
Yeah, that's and you're leaving milk all over the house. Yeah.
me not comprehend.
See, I did more around the house when I was 11 than I do now. So my missus would love it. Yeah. She'd be like, you're putting clothes away, you're doing all this tidying, you're doing the vacuuming, you're doing the tea. Like,
yeah, I want some extra pocket money. All right,
dishwasher.
Here we go.
Yeah. Cause I think Joe would find it funny for the first 5 minutes. Until she started getting really angry.
How quick do you think she'd notice, Jamie?
I don't know. The thing is, I could go and ask her now, but I know the fucking answer. Never. I guarantee if I go and ask her now, that's what she'll say.
But the flip side of it, Kane, is the other thing is they wake up the next morning and she's sleeping next to an 11-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Takes a little bit more explaining than
yeah, that's a good point.
The brain power.
Yeah. What would your be, right? You know, if you did wake up in the body of an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
And let's say it was, I don't know, what would be your way of convincing people that you were still you, if you like?
Yeah.
You'd have to tell them something about themselves. Yeah. You'd have to tell them something about them that only you knew.
Ooh, but what would that be?
Well, it depends who it was and what the scenario was.
So what would you say to Stu?
What would I say to Stu? I'd say something like, I'd say when we went to Disney World and me and Stu went to it, Magic Kingdom one night, I'd say what rides we went on because there was only me and him there.
Can you remember what rides we went on?
Yeah. So we went on... We went on Mine Train.
We did.
We went on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
I think that was it.
I think so too.
I think that was it. I think there was just two we went on, I think.
Wasn't that convincing?
So I'm about to say, are you convinced, Stu, if Jay said that to you, are you convinced now that that is Jamie Chambers?
No, I think he'd be better off with something, I don't know. Because somebody could have just told him that.
I know what I would say to you.
How could someone told you that? There's only me and you there.
It was on Facebook, I think, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know. I'm not on Facebook, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so.
I would say to you that at the age of 17 or 18, you should have technically died because you once pissed on electric fire while you were drunk.
Yeah, I know that was James. That convinces me it's James or somebody else who is there. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
Is there an age, Stu or Bez, where it'd change over, where you'd go for the body? Like 13-year-old, 14-year-old?
What, body?
Yeah.
16?
16. So where you kind of got a not adult body, but you've been through puberty.
Like I was probably almost full height at 16.
Yeah.
You've gone through puberty, yeah, I think I'd go for that.
I'd say 16.
It's a good age to start having a little bit of fun, isn't it?
I look shit hot at 16, so yeah, I'll go 16.
Not sure.
You look shit hot now, Bez.
I do. Cheers, mate.
Yeah. James, if you were to kind of put you and right now and you back then together, mm-hmm. how many people do you think would be able to recognize that was you? Everyone. Who don't know you, do you think?
Everyone.
Okay.
That's a good one for you, Jamie.
I don't no fucker would.
I've not actually, apart from the colour of my beard is now white as opposed to black. I don't think I've changed a vast amount. 16?
You had a beard at 16?
Yeah.
You had a beard at 16?
The same beard he's got now, but a bit shorter and blacker.
Yeah.
Fucking hellfire.
I still can't grow a beard and I'm 32.
You don't have a beard, Jamie.
I'd massive sideburns from when I was about 12. True story, super but ass. It was around the beard area. It was less thick, less full. So I never grew a beard when I was at that age. It was more sideburns. I was a bit alternative when I was younger. So
I used to keep my beard quite small and trim back in those days.
Yeah,
it was a goatee, but, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah, it was
supposed to
a beard.
Goatee. Yeah. But nobody, right, with me, I was quite a good-looking dude when I was that age. I nobody would recognize me side by side. I look like a caveman now. So nobody would recognize me.
I think
people would recognize Kane. I think that's fair to say. Kane, would you agree?
Yeah. I don't think I've changed that much.
Since what you're 16.
I've changed, definitely changed. But
I don't think people would recognise me.
No, right. You've changed a lot.
I think I'm about 3 stone lighter, got a beard when I didn't have any facial hair, and got no hair when I did have hair. I had Dawson's Creek-style bangs at 16.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a big jumper, a big sweatshop jumper, Dawson's Creek bangs, yeah. I think people would struggle with me.
Do you say bangs?
Yeah, that's what they're called,
isn't it? That's American as fuck.
What else do you call them, though?
Fringe.
It wasn't a fringe, though, was it? Because it didn't go all the way down.
You mean curtains?
Yeah, the thing like running either side of your head.
Curtains, yeah, they were curtains. That was the British way.
I was 16, I wasn't really into fashion. I was just like,
you're from Belper. Come on.
Everyone's into fashion at 16, right?
Never. My mum once bought me a jumper. I think it was like a sweatshop jumper. You know, it was a jumper that had a little logo on the arm with like a buttoned on.
Yeah.
And she bought it me because she saw all the other kids at school wearing one, and I cut the buttons and the logo off.
Nice.
And it cost her a fortune. She was well pissed off. She thought, "What have you done that for? Not paid me to advertise." I was a proper stubborn little swine.
As you were stroking your beard.
Yeah. I'm like, no one's paying me. No walking billboard.
It's a good move. Well, it's time now to go to the favourite part of our podcast before James tells everyone what we're doing next. Which is where we say who we'd kill.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
I'm going with Ed.
Which one?
Ed.
Colourblind one.
Single Ed.
Double D.
Double D.
Yeah, I'll take you on that.
Right. Who are you going for, Jamie?
Wait, how are you killing him, Stu?
With a hammer.
I'm going for Ed. Colourblind. Yeah, single D, yeah. I'm teabagging him and suffocating him.
Nice.
Taking him out that way, yeah. I've committed early on in the episode.
There's a lot of teabagging in this episode.
There isn't.
Mostly from Jamie, isn't it?
I've teabagged everyone, but Ed's getting the full-on experience.
Special treatment.
Special treatment.
Is teabag a universal term, or is it just a British
thing? No, I think it's universal.
I think it's universal. Yeah. It's from video games, isn't it? Halo and stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, because they used to do a crouch on the person's face, didn't they? When you kill them.
There was actually, for the NFL people amongst us, there was a tight end, I can't remember who it was, who was doing some kind of teabagging, crouching down, but doing it in a very subtle way, so just avoided a fine last season. And I can't remember for the life of me who it was.
But
it was
one of the tight end.
There was a tight end that was doing it, and I questioned him, like, what the fuck is he doing?
I like someone teabagging subtly.
It was like a slut drop. It was like a slut drop almost. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Apparently it's some kind of
just like grazing social media the face.
You just take one bollock out.
Gently.
Bottom of his shorts. Who are you going for, James?
I want to go all three. I've got to be truthful, like line up in a line and just fire one bullet down through all of them. But I'm going to go for the thick one. Is it Ed?
Yeah,
definitely. He infuriates me. And I probably lower him onto like a belt sanding table or something like that.
Feet first or head first?
Feet first.
Yeah.
So he starts running as fast as he can. His little legs stop, and then he just slowly grinds away. Is it sands him down over
that's
a period of several hours.
Punisher style kill James off some of the early Punisher games. I love that.
I guess I should go for the one we've not gone for. Eddie, then.
Mm. Makes sense.
Eddie.
Yeah, and I'll get Johnny's plank beat him to death with a plank.
It's harsh.
You're
going to
draw a little face on it, Kane.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Adrian!
I like that.
I was going to go for the creator, but I thought we might get a lawsuit or something. Yeah. So
it's a bit harsh. It is the much-loved programme, Carty.
It is a
voice this week.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Twitter followers say about it.
Yeah, we might get some back. I'm expecting a little bit of backlash.
Well, James is pretty good at Twitter, Kane, I've heard.
He'll handle this.
Well, that's what he's... Yeah,
according to Jamie.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's only
CV. I'm notoriously bad for just if somebody says anything that pisses me off, just go a bit straight back on them. Like there was something we put on Twitter recently, which was an image I found. It was something about 90s kids favorites or something like that. And yeah. There are a lot of people that were looking at his cartoons only in the 80s, whereas it actually said, like, if you're 90s kid, stuff you'd watch, which means there's stuff outside of the 90s. And I was so sick of answering this, and somebody started saying something. I kind of went into a bit of an argument with them and said something that probably should have got a bit of backlash from Twitter itself, which we avoided. So I'm terribly bad at taking things personally.
What did you say?
I can't remember. Something about it's your own fucking fault if you read the fucking thing. It's the comments before it that you wouldn't make it. They didn't get back to me anyway, so I take that as I won.
some child crying in his bedroom right now. So he's like, yeah.
I think what they said is something, because I replied and said something like 90, like kids from the 90s stuff they watch, not cartoons in the 90s. And this twat come back and said, well, enough people have said about this, so at some point you should start taking some responsibility for what you put on there.
It's
so
like, because replied, you've done it, like you've not just copied it from somewhere else, you're like,
yeah,
in
so
charge.
I just said, fuck off, basically, like, yeah. Just read the comments before you be a bitch about it. And they didn't get back to us after that, so fuck them.
There's one with Jamie on this. I might put Jamie,
that's why he's good at Twitter, guys.
That's why he's our
some good shit.
Our media consultant.
In all seriousness, some of the conversations, interactions we have on Twitter, phenomenal. Some of the recent ones we've had with regards to My Pet Monster, people have been sending us pictures of getting theirs out of our attic and putting it on.
I was
going to
send you a picture of my monster, but I found out it's not allowed on Twitter.
That's it's frowned upon, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there's one woman's sent us, like, she's got a tattoo of My Pet Monster on her arm. Okay. She sent us a picture of that. So some of the interactions on Twitter have been phenomenal, to be fair.
Yeah, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, it is at By the Power Pod. But also, we have Instagram, which I'm pretty good at.
Yeah,
and that's at By the Power Pod.
Kane is good at Instagram.
Yeah, I'm really good at Instagram, actually. Yeah, can get all our past episodes and see our profiles at By the Power Pod. Nope, bythepower.net. Do we still have Facebook?
Or just search
still?
Naked Mice, right?
Yeah. Or do we still have Facebook? Or
we do still have Facebook. It's basically the same as Instagram, to be fair.
Yeah. So By the Power Pod at Facebook, and drop us an email at bythepowerpod@gmail.com. Yeah. Drop us some suggestions on cartoons that you want us to review as well.
Yeah, we like a good fan nomination, don't we?
Yeah,
we've not had for ages, have we?
Yeah. No.
I think what did we have? We had ones when we did the last request for selections.
Yeah.
We had quite a few suggestions, didn't we? But we've not, we only did one.
Yeah.
I can't remember what we did, what we actually did.
Did we do any of them?
Yeah, we did.
We did one.
The
fan one.
It wasn't the bear one, was it? Oh, what was it? Can't remember. It'll come to us later. It is pretty much time to end the podcast. And seeing as we're talking about things we're all good at, James.
Yes.
What are you good at?
Saying
goodbye.
Stuff.
Huh?
Fixing stuff.
I thought you were going to say funny jokes.
No. You keep cutting my jokes out, Stu. We've been through this.
We didn't cut last week's out.
Did we not?
No. Remember, new format, family friendly. You have to come up with a joke on the spot, and away we go.
Before you come up with a joke, though, do you want to say what cartoon we're doing next week?
I don't know if we should.
Whose episode is it next week?
It is Strange.
Best be a good one after.
I know the cartoon, and I even know the episode.
Ooh.
But people have got a week to watch the episode.
Sexy monkey.
I am a sexy monkey. Does anybody want to guess what cartoon it is?
Give us a clue.
It's got animals in that walk on their back legs and speak like people.
DuckTales.
No, we've done DuckTales.
Animal Farm.
Oh, we have. I meant Tailspin.
Animal Farm's not a cartoon.
Paddington
Peas. It is a cartoon.
It's a film, isn't it?
They did a cartoon version of it.
Did
but
they?
It's not that. I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Next week's 80s and 90s cartoon is the one and the only, although there's multiple, it's plural in the title, I guess, Raccoons.
Never seen
the
that.
Raccoons.
Is it the raccoons?
It's the raccoons, yeah. It is the raccoons. The raccoons. And the episode we're going to watch is going to be from season 2, episode 10, Time Trap.
Mm.
If it were an Eddie cartoon, that would have been called Ed Trap or Time Ed. Wouldn't it? Genius.
Timed, yeah.
Genius.
Like
thanks, James. So what have we learned this week? Only that I'm better at thinking of names for his cartoon than Antonio, whatever his name is. And that Jamie likes an 11-year-old's body.
And teabagging.
Kane, Kane what? Hasn't changed since he was 16.
11,
sorry. Have you not really not changed since you were 11?
Probably not. Probably had a better moustache when I was 11.
Nice.
He's already told me like a pencil.
James.
Yes.
Before we get to your joke, I'm just going to say it is goodbye from me.
It's bonjour from myself.
It's peace from me.
And I will give you a joke. Seems like you are keeping these in.
Is this the first one of the season?
No, I did one last week.
Did you? Did you not listen to last week's podcast, Kane? It was in there, apparently. Supposedly.
It was released past his bedtime. He's only got an 11-year-old's mind or whatever.
It's
released at half 10 last week.
Okay. Why did the sperm cross...